Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bresud moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Bresud scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clinton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Mahoney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Tillman moves to second. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Tillman scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney strikes out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Edwards moves to third. Essigian moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 3 in the game. Bresut is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahoney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Mahoney reaches second base with a double. Ty Cline pinch hits for Frank Funk. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. Mahoney moves to third. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.